Today we say hello to our listeners on KVGB in Great Bend, Kansas. Listeners there know that the old Army Air Base found a new use after World War II, and that piece of history still draws people from all across the nation. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In the early 1950s, the National Hot Rod Association had their eye on a national event in a new location.
Wally Parks, who founded the National Hot Rod Association, NHRA, we're looking for a common ground to have a national event where instead of just doing everything in California, they wanted a centralized location to hold a national event.
Hank Denning is today the president of the Sunflower Rod and Custom Association in Great Bend, Kansas.
So the first nationals started here in Great Bend, Kansas, and the track is still functional.
And Great Bend, Kansas had the perfect place for such a national competition.
It was a B-29 base. After the war, it was given to the city of Great Bend.
Wally Parks saw the need of forming a national association following World War II.
Kids coming out of the war were looking for something to do, and it was hot rods. And there was a lot of street racing. There was a lot of accidents. A lot of people were killed. So he organized an organization with the local law enforcement to go and, what if we start this organization to make drag racing safe and controlled?
The first nationals were held in Great Bend in the fall of 1955. There were 219 cars and 15,000 spectators. Hank compares the speed records set that year in Great Bend with the most recent records on the same strip.
Lloyd Scott from Long Beach, California, he set the new speed record for American drag racing in a car called the Bustle Bomb, and it ran 151 miles an hour. In 2018, Megan Meyer clipped off a 278.4 mile an hour pass. On the top fuel level, they're well over 300 miles an hour now.
This is hallowed ground for the sport. People will come from states away just to see this track. There's more to the story of the historic raceway. And it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Great Bend, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.